ধর পুঞ্জাবে হারি জনমান শ্রীবার দি গোপী জনমান শ্রীবার দি যশোদ নন্দন ভজ গুরুঞ্জন যশোদ নন্দন ভজ গুরুঞ্জন যমুনা ধীরা মমতারি যমুনা ধীরা মমতারি কুঞ্জল রাম রা কুঞ্জ বিহারি জয় রাধ কুঞ্জ বিহারি
হরে কৃষ্ণ
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Bol, Jai Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahamsa Parivrajacharya Sthirasa, the Divine Grace is the Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Ananda Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Iskan Phanga Chara Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Namachara Srila Haridasta Ki Jai. Prem Sikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Jaitagadadar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavin. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 5, Text 13. Vilajamanaya yasya. Statum iksha pate muya. Vimohita vikatante. Mamaham iti durhiya.
Mamaham iti durhiya.
Vilajamanaya yasya.
Vilajamanaya yasya.
Statum iksha pate muya.
Statum iksha pate muya.
Vimohita vikatante.
Vimohita vikatante.
Mamaham iti durhiya. Vilajamanaya yasya.
Vilajamanaya yasya.
Statum iksha pate muya.
Statum iksha pate muya.
Vimohita vikatante.
Vimohita vikatante.
Mamaham iti durhiya.
Mamaham iti durhiya.
Statum iksha pate muya.
Vimohita vikatante.
Mamaham iti durhiya.
Vilajamanaya yasya.
Statum iksha pate muya. Vimohita vikatante. Mamaham iti durhiya.
Vilajamanaya
yasya. Statum iksha pate muya.
Vimohita vikatante. Vajamanaya yasya
Satum
eksha pate maya
Vimohita
vikantante
Mamaham iti dorhiya
Vilajamanaya yasya
Vilajamanaya.
Okay.
By one who is ashamed.
Yashya.
Whose? Statum to stay. Iksha pate.
In front.
Amuya.
By the bewildering energy.
Vimohita.
Those who are bewildered.
Vikatante.
Talk nonsense.
Mama.
It is mine.
Aham.
I am everything.
Iti.
Das vituperating.
Durhiya.
Das ill conceived.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. The illusory energy of the Lord cannot take precedence, being ashamed of her position. But those who are bewildered by her always talk nonsense, being absorbed in thoughts of it is I and it is mine. Purport. The invincibly powerful deluding energy of the personality of Godhead, or the third energy, representing nations, can bewilder the entire world of animation. But still she is not strong enough to be able to stand in front of the Supreme Lord. Nations is behind the personality of God, where she is powerful enough to mislead the living beings. And the primary symptom of bewildered persons is that they talk nonsense. Nonsensical talks are not supported by the principles of Vedic literatures. And first grade nonsense talk is, it is I, it is mine. A godless civilization is exclusively conducted by such false ideas. And such persons, without any factual realization of God, accept a false God or falsely declare themselves to be God. To mislead persons who are already bewildered by the deluding energy. Those who are not before the Lord, however, and who surrender unto Him, cannot be influenced by the deluding energy. Therefore, they are free from the misconception of it is I, it is mine. And therefore, they do not accept a false God or pose themselves as equal to the Supreme Lord. Identification of the bewildered person is distinctly given in this verse. Om Gyanatam Manasya Gananjana Shalakaya Saksham Tanyana Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitanyana Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadari Swapadam Jitam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Raita Vidada Shri Vasari Dharada Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you guys for coming and those that are listening online. Even though there is not much realization of mine, but at least I'll try by your blessing to say something. So within this purport, Srila Prabhupada made a few interesting points. He says that the external energy is unable to bewilder the Lord. But the living entities
Those that have turned their back from him will be easily bewildered. And then he says the sentence of those that are bewildered, they speak in an egoistic way. Thank you. It is I, it is mine, and so forth. They also accept like a false personality to be the supreme, or sometimes they themselves pose themselves as the supreme. See? And then he says, but for the surrendered person, he does not accept a false personality as God. He knows who is the Supreme Lord. He does not pose himself as the Supreme Lord, and he does not speak nonsense. So these are the points we will touch upon. Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has established that, the scriptures have established that, the sages have established that, he demonstrated this. So this is all within the scriptures, and it's free for the whole world to actually study and accept. But yet not the whole world would study these scriptures and accept this. But the fundamental point here is that the deluded energy, Maya, is very powerful. It is this divine energy, and it's supremely powerful. But this energy cannot affect the Lord. And it's explained by Lord Chaitanya why. He says that the Lord is just like the sun. The sun with all its powerful light. And Maya is like darkness. But when the sun comes out, darkness disappears. When the sun comes out, darkness disappears. Sometimes the sun may create a cloud, and that cloud may seem to cover the sun. But really it's not covering the sun. It is just covering our vision of the sun. See? It is covering our vision of the sun. And then gradually the sun itself will dissipate the cloud, and then it will become clear again. And so this is important to note, that the living entities, they can be affected easily by this dark energy, Maya, because they are tiny, fragmental parts of the Supreme. Mamab, Pamsam. Anyway, I'll get back to that. So, C.C. Madhya 22:31 says, Krishna Surya Sama Mayahaya Adhakara Yaham Krishna Tahannahi Mayara Adhikara. Krishna is compared to sunshine, and Maya is compared to darkness. Wherever there is sunshine, there cannot be darkness. As soon as one takes to Krishna consciousness, the darkness of illusion will immediately vanish. So that's the verse that Lord Chaitanya was quoting. So now we'll go to the living entities. Why we're here? That's a fundamental question. Actually, now if you ask half the world why we here, they would say because of the process of evolution. Because of the influence of science, so many of the lower has actually accept that theory that we are here because of evolution. But anyhow, we know that All the living entities were in the spiritual world. But when we decide to imitate the Lord, when we decide to imitate the Lord or want to act like Him, then we're cast into this playground called the material world. Srila Prabhupada says it's the playground called the material world, or the prison house called the material world. And all the jivas that are desirous to be independent, they are cast here. It's also stated that there are times that it's been written that we started from Brahma and come down to the lower species. But in other places it's stated that we started from the lower species, and work our way up. And I think there's a quote from one of the scriptures that says this, that the living entities, the unmoving, the insects, the fishes, the birds, the reptiles, the animals, the deities, having cast these bodies thousands of times, eventually becomes a man, and the knowledge takes to self-realization. That is interesting. You see? So that is stated that from the unmoving means like the plants and the grass and so, all these species cannot move. So the jiva starts from the lowest form and moves its way up to the highest until it gradually reaches the human platform. It's stated here, the embodied in 8 million species cannot have knowledge of the Supreme or self-realization. So there are 8,400,000 species. 8 million species which are lower than human cannot have any knowledge of self-realization. Only when a species has reaches the human form, then it is able to take to self-realization. But Lord Chaitanya, speaking to Sanatana Goswami, he says that even amongst the human, there are so many uncivilized ones that it's practically difficult for them to take to the process of Krishna consciousness, of self-realization. See? But Srila Prabhupada writes that once one has a human form, a human body, then it's a must that he takes to the path of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, he goes with the laws of karma, and then he is affected by the karmic law. In other words, it's stated, ignorance of the law is no excuse. See? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. If you drive in speed, above the speed limit, and you tell the cop, I didn't know the speed limit, he would not excuse you. You see? So similarly, even though some of the species are uncivilized, Srila Prabhupada writes that still they would be bound by karma and become affected. See? And then go to the hellish planet. So we've seen that all these living entities, when they come into this material world, they become totally bewildered by the illusory energy. And so it's difficult for them to get out. Krishna Bhuli Se Jiva Anadi Bahir Mukha Ataiva Maya Tarideya Samsara Dukha. Forgetting Krishna, the living entity has been attracted by the external feature from time immemorial. Therefore, the illusory energy, Maya, gives him all kinds of misery in his material existence. All kind of material miseries. Have you ever seen a gator grab an impala? The gator would practically eat that impala alive. So can you imagine the pain that that living entity is going through? Or have you ever seen a lion grab a zebra or a wildebeest? Do you know the suffering that they are going through? And we see it on TV, but can we imagine the suffering that's going on? So within that kingdom, there's kill or be killed. There's so much suffering that is going on there. So this verse is saying, the illusory energy gives him all kinds of misery in his material existence. And then plus there's perpetual birth, disease, old age, and death. Perpetual birth, disease, old age, and death. Then the soul comes to human platform. And then he's in knowledge. He knows. He knows about the misery of life. But yet he takes to sense gratification. He becomes bewildered. He chooses not to take to the path of God consciousness. See? So, when that happens, the Maya covers him. Maya covers him. And the gist of the verse is, he speaks nonsense. So last night I was Googling how much cell phone we have in this material world. There are 7.5 billion humans in this world. And there's about 7.26 billion cell phones in the world. Imagine. And you know what most people are doing with their cell phone? It's not like everybody is doing business. Like every kid has a cell phone. They're not doing business. You see? And they talking all the time on the phone, chatting. You know, talking what you'll wear today, or what you eat, or what you cook, or you know, so many frivolous things. And Srila Prabhupada compared this to the frog. He says that the frog is croaking, making noise constantly, but the snake of death is hearing where the frog is, and it's locating its direction. And then the snake comes and grabs the frog and bow. He's finished. So similarly, by speaking nonsense, then our time is becoming shortened in this material world. Our time that's supposed to be used in self-realization becomes shortened. And then, Kala Sarpa, the snake of death, catches us. See? And then, takes the body. So, well, of course, this is not for the devotees. You know, we just speak in general in the material world, but this is for the especially those that are bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord. See? So those that are bewildered by the illusory energy, they have so many things to say. But before we go to that, there's a few more verses in Bhagavatam that I like to quote. Bayan Dvitiya Binavi Shetat Shesatasyad Isha Apetasya Viparya Yoshmriti. Fear arises when a living entity misidentifies himself as the material body because of absorption in the external energy of the Lord. When the living entity's dust turns away from the Lord, he forgets his constitutional position as a servant of the Lord. This bewildering, fearful condition is affected by the potency of illusion called Maya. Therefore, an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord under the guidance of a guru who he should accept as his worshipable deity and as his very life and soul. Then Lord Krishna says, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Riddhidesha Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayam Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. So this body is called a yantra. See? Like a machine. And the living entity is inside, being driven by this machine, being bewildered, moving with the modes, up and down, sometimes going from the lowest planet up to the highest and down again. See? The living entity is always. But one who surrender to the Supreme Lord. Daivi isha gunamaya mama maya durachaya mama mam eva ye papadyante maya metantarantati. This divine energy of mind consisting of the three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond. So we find that the devotees have surrendered to the Lord. And they can easily cross this powerful Maya energy. But before I get to the devotees, we can touch upon, Srila Prabhupada says that those that are illusion accept false gods. And we know that, I mean, I don't want to call names, but we know that people have accepted so many different personalities as the Supreme. They actually worship him. He has millions and millions of followers. See? And then sometime back he died. And then all his followers disappeared. You see, so that is one when there is, in the history there are many personalities like this. They may have a little mystical potency. They may have a little mystical power and people become bewildered. I can remember one time in Guyana, one person was showing some symptoms of some mystical powers. Maybe either snake came out of his mouth or something. And because of that, they actually accepted him as Lord Shiva. You know, and then you see thousands of people would go to meet him. Thousands upon thousands of people. But he didn't really have any mystical power. So people sometimes, they become easily fooled. See, easily fooled. So that's... And the whole world, you know, in so many ways, even accepting a guru also. Right now, there are some gurus on the internet posing as powerful gurus. But they never quote from the Shastra, they never speak from the Shastra. They just speak from logic and reason. See? And we know of these. So, Srila Prabhupada is saying that, you know, those that are bewildered by the material energy, then they accept false God and false guru. But also sometimes some claim that they're God. And then we know of that too. We know at least of the Mayavadis who feel that they're like a drop of ocean, they're a drop of water from the ocean, but when they fall into the ocean, they become one with the ocean and they become God again. You see? So this is an example of those that believe that they are God. And then there are other sects. Many other sects, they believe that that they would eventually, through their practice and everything, they would gradually become God. I think even the Jain has this philosophy. So these are they really, and Srila Prabhupada is very heavy about these things. He's very heavy that when one becomes bewildered by the material energy, bereft of shashik evidence, they accept so many weird things. So now we go to the devotees. The devotees, he does not become bewildered by the material energy because he takes shelter of the Lord. He is in front of the Lord and he worships his lotus feet. And so he's not bewildered by the energy. He does not accept false gods, but he accepts Krishna as God. Right? He accepts Krishna as God. And he accepts the words of Krishna. You know? Krishna says, Mata parataram nanyat instead of sthidananjara. He says, there is no truth superior to me. There is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a tree. So the devotees accept the words of Krishna. Bijam mam sarva bhutanam. I am the original seed of all existence. Ye chaiva sadvika bhava. All states of being are manifested by my energy. Yachchapi sarva bhutanam. I am the generating seed of all existence. Vedaham samaptitani. I know past, present and future. Maya tatam idam sarvam. In my unmanifested form, I pervade the whole world, the whole universe. Madhyakshena prakriti. Mayadhyakshena prakriti. This world is working under my direction. Bahunam jannanam anti. After many births, one knows I am the cause of all causes. Mahapanastu man parta. The great souls know me as the supreme. Pitam asya jagato. I am the father of this universe. I am the father, I am the grandchild, I am the mother, I am everything. Pitaham asya jagato. Aham hi sarva jagyanam. I am the chief enjoyer and master of all sacrifices. So many things Lord Krishna is saying. You see? And this is open to the whole world to read and understand. Then he said, Avajanti mam muda. Sometimes when I come in my human feature, or human-like feature, this God-like feature, really this feature is God-like. And human is made in the form of God. So, it's not human feature, but it's God feature. And man has a God-like feature. See, we have a God-like feature. You see? So, but ordinary men mistake this. And what he says, the foolish deride me when I descend in this human form, or in this, form, whatever. Naham prakasha sarvasya. He says, I am never manifest to the foolish and the ignorant. And then he says, Atava bahunaitena. Atava bahunaitena. What need for all this talk? With a single fragment of my energy, I pervade,
and control this whole universe. A single fragment of my energy. So powerful. See? So the devotee is, he accepts the Supreme Lord. And not only he accepts what the Lord says, but he accepts all the great sages, Narada, Devala, Vyas, proclaim this about you. Arjuna said this. You see? Asita Devala, Narada, Vyasa, all the great sages proclaim this, that you're the Supreme. See? Now, and then Arjuna himself declared it when he saw the universal form. See? He declared it too. Then Lord Krishna not only declared it, but he demonstrated it. So all these things are within the scripture for the whole world to read and study and accept Lord Krishna's discipline. See? So Lord Brahma is telling Narada here that this illusory energy cannot bewilder the Lord. You see? And, you know, I give the quote of Lord Chaitanya, how he explained the Lord is like the sun. See? And Maya is like darkness. And as soon as the sun comes, darkness is dissipated. You see? And if one tries to take the place of the sun, it's not possible. If Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma or Indra try to take the place of the sun, it's not possible. Srila Prabhupada also writes, you could light all the candles you want. You get all the candles, all the lights, all the fire. It will still not bring daylight. It's not possible. So no other personality can take the place of Lord Krishna, because he is the powerful sun. See? And so darkness cannot. And who takes shelter of the Lord cannot be affected by darkness also. See? So I'd like to stop here, and if there's any comment or correction or input.
Last line of the verse is ma maham iti dhrum dhya.
Oh, the verse here?
Yeah.
Mamaham iti durhiya.
You just quoted so many verses, aham sarvasya prabhavaro, and aham hi sarva jagyanam. Krishna is always saying, I am this, I am that. And he says, mamayavam, so these are my parts and parcels, living entities. So what is the difference? We are saying we can't follow Krishna's footsteps as parts and parcels. We can't follow that mamaham. Then it says mamaham iti durdhya, that this is a durdhya that polluted intelligence. When we say mamaham,
we talk,
Krishna is always saying, I am this and I am, these are my living entities.
Yeah. But even though he's saying that, it sounds like ego, but it's not egoistic. You see?
So what's the difference?
He is telling us about his qualities and his abilities. Because no one knows about it. He says, not even the great sages or the demigods know of my origin. For I am verily their origin. How that goes? Naham prakasa sarvasya. Yes. So if he does not tell us, how would we know? Because we're supposed to hear it from somewhere, from either the sages or the demigods. But they don't even know of the power of memory. So he has to come and tell us. But he's not affected by the illusory energy. Or he's not affected by ego or false ego. I am this, I am that, really. Because he's indeed those things. And not only he's talking, but he says, look, he lifted the mountain with his smallest finger. The smallest finger he lifted. You know, well, if you that, then you try. Try to lift a mountain. It's not possible. You see? So when the Lord is telling us, aham this, aham that, aham the other, see? He
He is letting us know that He is the real deal, the Supreme, who we should surrender to. See? That's it. Yeah, anybody else? Okay. Gaj is going to straighten some things out here.
What hand did Krishna whip the Govardhan Hill with?
Was this?
What hand?
Was it his right hand or wrong hand?
No.
Oh, was the left?
Yes.
Wow. Because so imagine that.
You know what that means?
And our left hand is the weakest too?
Right.
Right?
Normally.
The left? I can lift 100 pounds with my right hand, and then I could probably lift 8 pounds with the left hand. Is it? So you could see, you know. Yeah, the left hand is always weaker.
So. And what did Krishna have in his hand when he was holding Govardhan Hill with his little finger? What did he have in his hand?
No, God just testing me.
Also,
he had some sweets. I don't remember.
No, he had a lotus flower.
Oh, wow. A lotus flower, yeah, very nice. Yeah, yeah. All right, thank you guys for listening. Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Hari Bol. And tomorrow is Radha Ashmi. Everybody, you're reminded to come early. Okay.
No, it's not in Krishna.